Welcome to another Vantage Points, where we highlight personalities, places, and opportunities in history, the substance that shapes us as a region. Thank you, Municipal Councils of Southwest Manitoba and Manitoba Heritage, for supporting our work. The bridge at Bunclody. I hear you can't get up close to a construction site these days. Danger's everywhere, I guess. Well, back in 1906, it was different. I'll take you there, to a site I lived at for a couple of months. We were building a train crossing from Bunclody to Beverly across the Souris. It literally took my breath away. Harvest was done, so my uncle picked me up for what he called a work adventure. He had his best team and the cart stacked high with hay. We left Wakapa and made our way along the construction trail that was becoming the Great Northern Railway. The trail took us through Boisvain and up to Minto. I took care of the tent and the horses, when they weren't working, that is, and Uncle hooked to a company scraper. He said it wasn't interesting, but I should come find him later. He was right. The scraping and hauling got old fast, but the beehive of men, horses, and equipment was fascinating for me. There were 24 teams in the mile Uncle was building. The men hardly talked. It was all business, earning the 50 cents per hour. The horses could only work 8 hours, though, so at least there was rest and chatter later. About the third week, Uncle went north to the Souris River, where they needed another team to build the bridge ramp. I'd seen bridges, but nothing prepared me for this one. Apparently, a train can only go uphill 3 feet for every 100 feet of track, so instead of adding miles of track along the sides of the valley, they built a bridge. It looked ridiculous. A matchstick tower to hold up a massive weight on wheels, 90 feet high, 200 feet long. Utterly scary to think I could cross that thing in a train. Uncle explained that a couple wealthy families, the Hills from Ontario and McCabe's from Dakota, cooked up a plan to move grain from our farms, wood from Turtle Mountain, mail from everywhere, and coal from who knows where, to Minneapolis and to Hudson's Bay. Almost all the trains, he said, went east and west, but this one went north and south, hopefully opening markets for us and our neighbors. During those months with Uncle, I got up close and personal with that bridge. Totally impressive, how it was bolted together in triangles and each part reinforced the parts around it. Made sense to my farmer brain. Bit by bit, projects big or small, we build on what went before. Well, that rail line may have been a good idea, but with cars, trucks, and paved roads about to be invented, there wasn't much need for a slow, shaky train. It lives on in our family stories, though. The fellow who drove that train for its entire 30-year life between St. John's, North Dakota, and Brandon was Charlie. To us, it was Charlie's train. When we needed to sell our milk in town, we'd flag him down. Oh, I miss that train. Well, until I remember balancing on that spindly trestle over top of the Souris. Yikes! Gives me the willies still. I adapted the bridge at Bunclody from a story written for Vantage Points 1. Vantage Points is a 5-book series of short stories about the many layers of history of Southwest Manitoba. Please learn about Turtle Mountain Souris Plains Heritage Association and talk with us. Maybe you have a story to offer. Our website is vantagepoints.ca. Our email is vantagepointsmb@gmail.com, or call me, David, 204-305-0528. See you later.